From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. State media in China report a powerful earthquake has killed at least 400 people in the Tibet region. Witnesses say people are buried under collapsed homes and buildings. As NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai, there have also been several powerful aftershocks.
The quake hit Yushu County in Qinghai Province, high on the Tibetan Plateau. Chinese state media is saying that 85% of the houses in the county seat have collapsed and many people are trapped. Reports say at least one school has caved in, burying students inside. A military official told the state broadcaster rescuers don't have excavators and are having to pull people out with their bare hands. Damaged roads from the airport are also hampering rescue efforts. One report from Yushu said the authorities are evacuating residents to a festival ground outside the town. 2 years ago, a massive earthquake in Sichuan province left almost 90,000 people dead or missing. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
President Obama says this week's nuclear summit is bringing a safer world closer as countries unite to secure nuclear materials and keep them away from terrorists. He also praises a new agreement with Russia.
After many years of effort, I'm pleased that the United States and Russia agreed today to eliminate 68 tons of plutonium for our weapons programs. Plutonium that would have been enough for about 17,000 nuclear weapons.
Several other countries at the conference say they'll reduce nuclear material stockpiles and get rid of highly enriched fuel that could be used to create bombs. Analysts say shopping ahead of the Easter holiday weekend may have boosted retail sales in the U.S. last month. As Danielle Carson reports, many economists expect a gain when those numbers come out this morning.
People spent as much as $14 billion for Easter, and when you add that to the final tally of retail sales, Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial, is expecting a strong report.
We're going to see a very good retail sales number, likely exceeding 1% in overall sales. And so the bottom line is there's going to be some momentum from March. It helped that Easter was in there and we had a lot of vacations in there. A lot of the spending we're seeing is frankly coming from pent-up demand.
Analysts say consumers aren't only buying spring dresses and gardening gear, but necessities they put off purchasing for many months. Swonk expects consumer credit will stay erratic given the credit spigot is still tight. So she says there's no need to pop out the champagne. We're still just cracking open the beers for this economy. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Also on today's economic calendar, a report on business inventories giving an idea of how businesses view the months ahead. The Federal Reserve releases its Beige Book survey of economic activity, and that will be used in the Fed's next policymaking session. And Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke talks to a congressional panel about the economic outlook. This is NPR News. First Lady Michelle Obama has arrived in Mexico on her first solo visit there as First Lady. She spends today and tomorrow in Mexico City, partly on a goodwill tour, partly to unveil an international agenda to engage children. Attorney General Eric Holder testifies before the Senate Judiciary Committee this morning. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports this is the best chance yet for Republican senators to criticize Holder's national security decisions.
Like the rest of the Senate, this committee is very polarized. Republicans have spent months attacking Attorney General Holder's decision to try accused terrorists in civilian courts. Until now, the criticism has mostly come in the form of speeches and press releases. Today, the senators can question Holder to his face. Republicans also plan to ask about Supreme Court briefs that Holder signed on to when he was a private lawyer. He was supposed to list them on a questionnaire before his confirmation hearing, but he missed some. Holder apologized, saying the mistake was inadvertent, but Republicans argue that the recently discovered briefs contradict statements Holder has made as Attorney General. This hearing was originally scheduled for March, but it was rescheduled because it conflicted with President Obama's health care bill signing ceremony. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
A Portland, Oregon jury thinks the Boy Scouts of America did not protect a man molested as a child by an assistant scoutmaster in the early 1980s. The Boy Scouts of America says it will appeal. The jurors are awarding the plaintiff $1.4 million, and they've decided the Boy Scouts group is also liable for punitive damages up to $25 million to be decided in another phase of the trial. Secret so-called perversion files kept by the Scouts were used as evidence in the trial. The Scouts say the files helped keep molesters out of the ranks. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.